Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Welcome today. Thank you for joining with us. We are going to turn to the Lord in prayer, and let us seek God's face. Our eternal God, we come to Thee this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for that access that we have through Christ Jesus. We praise Thee for His finished work on Calvary's cross, and we thank Thee that each believer is able to come to Thee and know that we have acceptance with Thee, our God, through Christ. Bless our time of worship, our singing, our meditating upon the Word, Thy truth, and in all things may Christ, the Lord our Savior, be honored and glorified. It's our prayer that believers will be built up in the faith. It's our prayer that precious souls, yet without Jesus Christ, will be brought to the Savior. Help us, and we pray that Christ Thy Son truly shall have all the honor, praise, and glory. We ask this in His great name. Amen. We'd like you to turn with us to the book of James in the New Testament, the fifth chapter of that epistle, the last chapter of that epistle, chapter 5, and our reading will be from verse 7. Just a few verses, beginning at verse 7 of James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he received the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And we will end our reading there at verse 11. We'll now turn to a hymn, and the words begin with those great words, "To God be the glory, great things he hath done."
So love me, the world that made him a son.
want you to consider with me the words that are found in verse 7 of James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. One of the greatest and grandest truths in the Word of God is that of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Savior has come once. He did so in humiliation as an infant, but one day he is going to return again. We think of the words in Acts chapter 1 and verse 11, where it was said by the angels to the disciples who had observed the Lord as he ascended up into heaven, "This same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." And over again, the Word of God reminds us of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those who say, but where is the promise of his coming? Well, we answer with James, be patient unto the coming of the Lord. Some may say, well, I expect the Lord to come on such and such a date. Well, again, we say, be patient unto the coming of the Lord. There are those that say, he has not appeared in 2,000 years. I will go on with my life as it is. Well, we would reiterate these words to such, be patient unto the coming of the Lord. And here James is speaking to believers, and he is reminding them that they are to live in the light of the coming again of our dear Savior. You will notice that we are reminded here, behold the husbandman. We're going to look at this illustration of the husbandman, but just to stop at the word behold. Behold means we have to stop, we have to look. And we're looking here at the husbandman. Now, the husbandman was a familiar figure in these times, given the agricultural nature that went on at that time in society. Over and over again, harvest would come. Many would have been involved in laboring in the field, planting and preparing, all waiting for the harvest that would come. And so when James says here, be patient unto the coming of the Lord, and he calls upon believers, behold, look at this. Consider the husbandman. Our mind is taken to this individual laboring in the field, waiting for the harvest. I'd like to leave with you some thoughts about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in light of the harvest that is here mentioned in this portion of Scripture. The husbandman knows with a certainty there's going to be a harvest. It's coming. When James here therefore says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, and then he uses the illustration of the husbandman knows the harvest is imminent. It's coming. It might be asked, how do we know the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand? How do we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come again? Because he said so himself. It might be asked, can you stake so much upon the word of one man? Well, we say, not a man, but the God-man. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has said himself that he will come again, and he will receive us unto himself. We have no reason to doubt him. We have no reason to take his words and feel that somehow they will not come true, because everything the Lord Jesus Christ said that would happen concerning himself did so. He was the one who said concerning his own self that he would go to the cross, that he would die, but that he would rise again. He did so. Every word of the Lord Jesus Christ has borne scrutiny. Every word, it has been attested to. There is nothing in relation to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ that fault can be found in. And therefore, when he says, I will come again, we can say, he will come. So as the harvest will come, we can say of Christ's coming, he will come again. The harvest, of course, is advancing. Think of the husbandman. He's in the field. He's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. Every day brings the harvest that bit closer. Likewise, whenever we come to think of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, every day we live is a day closer to that great day when Christ shall come again. There are things that can be noticed, things that can be seen, just as we see the harvest advancing in the fruit ripening, growing upon the various plants. Likewise, as we look at this earth, what do we see? We see the evidence that the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. We're told in the Word of God that that day shall not come except there be a falling away first. And as we look around the world today, what do we see? A great falling away, a great departure from the truth of God's Word. The coming of the Lord, men and women, draweth nigh. We are advancing towards this coming. The harvest also is illustrating. You can see that in various ways. The harvest, of course, it's perpetual. Every year it is repeated. The Word of God reminds us of this. In the book of Genesis, we're told, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Every year, the harvest takes place. It's not an event that's lodged in historical past, but it is ever with us. Every year, it comes about to remind us that the fruit of the earth, it will come. And so, as we think of this picture, the harvest is a constant reminder to us that as it will come, so too will the Lord Jesus Christ. We're being reminded by the harvest. There's a day coming when this earth will be harvested. A day coming when there will be a reaping. And that will take place when the Lord Jesus Christ returns again. Are you ready for that day? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Do you know what it is to have your sins pardoned and forgiven? You need to know this Savior who is coming again. And also we might say that the harvest is an irrefutable fact. If an individual were to say concerning the field and the planting, I will not do it because there'll be no harvest. Other farmers would look at that individual and say, you're mad. You don't know what you're thinking about. You're not wise. Therefore, whenever we think of the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to be mindful. The Savior has said he will come. We have an irrefutable fact that is announced in the Word of God. Peter says these words, the day of the Lord will come. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Then we want to look at some of the conditions in regard to the harvest. That's alluded to in verse 7 as well. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it. And James has already said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. He uses the illustration of the husbandman. This person must wait, has long patience for the fruit. He He waits for the early and latter rain, which indicates that there's times of dryness, times of drought, times when the harvest looks precarious. I suppose many believers, as we contemplate the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we look at events taking place around us, we see spiritual barrenness, and we wonder, will the Lord ever come? There's a word of counsel here for us. Brethren, be patient unto the coming of the Lord. There are periods in our lives when we look upon the scene of time we live in. It seems spiritually barren and spiritually dry. But brethren and sisters, continue to look up. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Be patient unto the coming of the Lord. Times of delay. The rains took their time, I'm sure, on many occasions. The husbandman would feel that. So likewise, whenever we think of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it seems to many, he delays his coming. But brethren and sisters, be patient unto the coming of the Lord. We cry out, how long, O Lord? Wilt thou not avenge the blood of thine own elect? And we cry, even so, Lord, come quickly, because we seek to be patient unto the coming of the Lord. There is and are the conditions that have to be faced waiting for the harvest. So there are conditions where we have to wait. Have long patience, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I want you to notice that James here calls upon believers to be continuous, because that's what patience means. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. And he draws the analogy of the husbandman. He's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, and he has long patience for it. Now, what does that mean? It means this. The husbandman continues in the labors in which he has been engaged. That may mean many things. The soil is to be kept free of weeds. The vines, perhaps, have got to be dressed and they've got to be trained. Everything has to be done and everything has to be made ready for the precious fruit of the earth that is coming. And that means here's a man of industry. Here's an individual and he's continuing in all his labors as he waits for the harvest. And what a great picture there is there for believers in Jesus Christ, as we wait for the coming of the Lord. What are we to be? What are we to do as believers? Look at what James goes on to say in verse 8. Be ye also patient. Think of this husbandman. Think of his labors. Think of his continuance. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And in verse 9, we have counsel. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And then we have the prophets given to us as an example. And so, believers here, we are being counseled about our walk with God. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ means that we continue on in our walk. Continue on in our Christian living. Continue on seeking the Lord, seeking to know more of his word, growing in grace, watching our conduct, guarding ourselves. We are patient unto the coming of the Lord. Paul in 2 Thessalonians mentions those believers who thought that in the light of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that meant, well, they no longer had to work. And if I could just quote you some of the words of that in Thessalonians chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if ye would not work, neither should he eat. So here were those who thought that given the doctrine of the coming of the Lord, which Paul goes into in 2 Thessalonians, they could just quit their jobs. They could stop working. And they could, as it were, just sit and wait for the coming of the Lord. But the Word of God counsels us that we are to continue in the duties that God brings our way. We are to continue, especially in our walk with God. In fact, we might say that we are to be all the more zealous. In Hebrews, Paul's epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 10 and verse 24, there's a couple of verses I wish to read there. And it says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith," verse 23, "without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." What's the day that is approaching? It's the day of the Lord. And what are we to be? What are we to do as believers in light of the coming of the Lord? Hold fast our profession of faith. Believer, are you patient unto the coming of the Lord? Are we continuing in our walk with God? Do you know Christ? If not, our prayer, our desire is that as we have spoken to you now about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will put away all unbelief and you will seize hold of the everlasting prize of God's salvation in Christ and have your sins pardoned and forgiven, and do it now. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. I trust God will bless his word to each of our hearts. Let's bow together in prayer. Father in heaven, take thy truth, thy word, write it on each heart and soul. Those out of Christ bring to thyself. Those saved, help us to be patient unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask this in his name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.